And there you are, ladies and gentlemen, going back to Schoolhouse Rock. Here I stand, ready to be judged by God. Right in front of all of you people, actually worthy of you. Welcome back, and thank you in advance for the gift of your valuable time. I love that Schoolhouse Rock thing, John. Thank you so much, and I appreciate that, sir. I like that. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very simple. We're not going to go real hard on this. I'm not going to do the normal thing I normally do. It's Mother's Day. Danny, Mary, and the mothers in the audience, I would like to say thank you for being the most powerful people in my life. As a man said one time, the mothers, the givers of life, the protectors of life, and what they are to guys like me. I'm not chromosome confused, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a man. And to be a man, I had to have a mother. I had to have a strong mother. It's going to get real difficult with me. And you guys have been with me for 3 years right now. My Mother's Day show basically results in me, a man, being in tears. It's happened every single year since I've been on the air. I may be the luckiest guy. It's called luck, right? Luck? No. No. It's not lucky. Guys, it's a planned device in my life. It says it in my shower. Everything happens for a reason. I'm only here for one reason. There's a plan. God put me here as a plan. The guys at Production Auto Works, the people that actually support me, they do. They understand the concept of this thing, of being a planned device. It's simple, guys. We did not evolve from a rock. We did not evolve from a puddle of mud. The guys at Production Auto Works actually understand this. It's intelligent design. The car, and again, you got a BMW M8 or a Ferrari 355, whatever this thing is. This is called intelligent design. And the guys at Production Auto Works believe in intelligent design. There's no such thing as a bunch of people walked out of a puddle of mud. I will never go there, guys. I've been there before, but I'm backing out from it right now. Guys, Production Auto Works actually understand, if you want to believe in intelligent design, check them out at 1046 North Beverly. The guys at Production Auto Works will actually back you up on that thing. Walk in there and talk to Mike. And you could talk to any of the technicians. They're all on the thing of intelligent design. They know this thing. They know we did not walk out of a puddle of mud. Call them at 323-8650 and you ask Mike, do you think we all walked out of a puddle of mud? And Mike will tell you, no. Mm-mm. Nope, ain't backing down from it, ladies and gentlemen. Mike and Derek, Mike's beautiful wife, Rebecca, they are not backing down from this thing. Either am I. We did not walk out of a puddle of mud. That car was designed by people that are so brilliant. There is no possible way you can start to think this. And I, again, I'm not forcing my view on you, but I'm telling you this. I've been there. I've done that. I was that guy, okay? I'm backing away from that old school belief of mine. I do not believe that we came out of a puddle of mud. I'm not walking across the rain puddle and going, oh, that's my grandpa. No. Sorry, guys. That's not me. That's not Sean. And I ain't backing down. Either is Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works. Check them out. And I'll tell you, as I like to say once in a while, if you walk into the shop at 1046 North Beverly, right just west of Craycroft, just south of Speedway, walk in the shop and you will see a man. Because of the huge amount of self-respect he has, he understands the concept. We did not walk out of a puddle of mud. I know. Tough idea, right? Where'd I get that idea from? My mother. On Mother's Day, ladies and gentlemen. On Mother's Day. I keep thinking back to my mom and what she taught me when I was a little baby. My mother had three simple rules. She ran a daycare in a small house in Moab, Utah. Of course, didn't have to sign up with all kinds of county, you know, permission slips. Didn't have to go to the city and go, oh, could I please do this, 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 and this? My mom ran a daycare. And when my mom ran that daycare, she taught catechism in the daycare. She had three simple rules. And those three simple rules were imparted in this boy right here. His name is Sean. And my mother, Mary, when she taught me this, I've never backed down from this. When she taught me these three simple rules, we used to talk about it, you know, Roadhouse. We have the three simple rules. Don't start in the bar, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mary, my mother, taught me three simple rules. Feed the poor. Help the sick. And if you can, young man, little Sean, walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Whether or not I've done it, ladies and gentlemen, that's your job to ask me. 790-2040. Have I done that job? I think I have. I think my mother's actually pretty proud of me right now. I've actually walked that path. Help the sick, feed the poor, and walk, if you can, Sean, in the footsteps of Jesus. I'm not going to be the perfect person here, ladies and gentlemen. I've never said that. I never said anything about being perfect. But what my mother told me on Mother's Day, 12 May, Anno Domini 2019, I have tried to be that guy. I have tried to live up. And many of you have heard me. I talk about my father. I talk about my grandfather. Once a year, I get to talk about my mother. And today's the day. Also brought to you by the girl, way better half of me. I call her the bester half of me, Danny at Biomed LLC, providing me plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws, and amnio technology. Actually, you know, trying to rebuild what's called a broken back guy like me. As many of you see me walk around out there, and you're like, why are you limping around, Sean? Well, I got a couple discs shot out of my back. Danny's actually trying to help me with amnio technology, keeping up, a kick-ass. You talk about a kick-ass toolbox? Yeah. We got that in the garage right now. Kick-ass toolbox of plates and screws, helping me with ankles, knees, hips, elbows, and actually sternum. She's got the sternum all covered. If I actually... You know, if I take a major fall, you know, I'm, you know, 22 feet in the air and I take a fall, Danny's got me covered on that. She's also got me covered with my soul. She's a way better half of me. She's supporting me for 5 years right now and been the way better half of me. Many of the people in the audience know Danny, and she knows, they know she's the way better half of me. She's covering me with a lot better solution than most MDs will prescribe to you. Guys, MDs do not help you. DOs help you. Chiropractic help you. No. The MD is not your buddy, okay? They're going to prescribe you addictive drugs, which is going on right now, and you guys are all watching it right now. This whole medical system ain't working out right now. Danny at BiomedLLC.org. She's working on a right way solution to this thing. Guys, I'm a non-medical guy. I do not believe in Western medicine. I believe in Eastern medicine right now. I'm done with it. I'm out of Western medicine unless I get shot in the head. And then I might actually do Western medicine. I'll do that. Also brought to you by the guys right down the road at 3630 South Dodge. Can I borrow that? Talk about, I didn't bring any water in here. I apologize. Also brought to you by the guys at 3630 South Dodge. Got nothing written down at Frontier Towing. If you get into a bind, and I'm going to back out of this week, if you get into a bind and your car doesn't run, call them, 748-1100. I don't want your car to break down. Trust me, I don't want it. I don't want anything to go wrong. I'm not going to go into the government solution to the problem. I'm going to go into the private solution. If the car stops running, call them at 748-1100. They'll come tow your car to a trusted, local, reliable shop called Perfection Auto Works. It's very simple, guys. This is a very simple solution to what I call a complex problem. That car's got, I don't know, 3,800 systems in there. We've all been through this. I go through over and over and over and over of all the complex systems in the car that could actually break down. I'm not going to do my tech tip this week. We'll save it for next week, because this week, ladies and gentlemen, as many of you know, I've got a very simple solution to a very complex problem. The guys at Frontier Towing will solve that problem, 748-1100, if you do break down on the side of the road. My solution to this problem is very simple. And John's going to play it. It's going to go all the way out every single year. I've done something on 10:30 a.m., The Voice, trusted local news and talk, live local radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. I do this for my mother. And every year I want to find something better than last year. This year, ladies and gentlemen, I've knocked it out of the park. To my mom. Hold on, kid. Hold on, little Sean. That's right, live in Perfection Auto Works Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. I think back to the day, and many of you guys don't know. I bring my guitar in here every week. I don't actually play the damn thing. I bring it in here every week, and I remember when I was a kid, and I blame. I know this is a horrible idea, right? When you've actually, as my mom would say, there's some toxic things we need to get out of, which is blaming. But I always blame. I actually give credit to my mom and my Uncle Bob. There was a 12-string guitar in my house when I was a kid. I was a little boy, right? I don't know, 12, 13. I'm a little kid, right? And there's a guitar in what we used to say the front room, right? Now we say the living room. There was a guitar sitting over there, and it sat there for years and years and years when I was a kid. And I picked that, I remember picking it up one day, right? You ever picked up a guitar when you're a little kid, right? You pick up the guitar, right? You're like, oh, I can do this thing. And you make this thing, it's like, you make these horrible noises on guitar. And that's what I did when I was a kid. I picked up that guitar. I'm like, oh, I'm Bob Seger. I'm going to do some night moves, right? Yeah. Well, when you're a little kid and you pick up a guitar for the very first time and you hear that, and again, it's these horrible things. You guys just put your hands on the thing. You're like, ah, yeah. It's like playing piano when you're five, you know? You go up and you're like, I'm Elton John. Actually, no, you're not. You're not Elton John. And I was not Bob Seger. And I was not Jimmy Page. But I picked up that guitar. And I was talking to my mom the other night. And Uncle Bob had left that guitar with my mother, Mary. And it sat in the front room or the living room, whatever we call it. And it sat there for all those years. And I walked up. It was not tuned up. It wasn't anywhere near playable. But it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't even matter if the damn thing was tuned. Because when you're a little tiny kid and you're 13, you know, you pick the thing up and you're like, oh, yeah, I got this thing. No, you can't make a damn noise on the thing. But it was really, really cool when I was a little kid. I picked that guitar up. I was like, yeah, I'm a guitar player. Thanks, Mary. And thank... Oh! Oh, what did I do here? Whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Can you hear me? I actually kicked... Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. I pulled my headphone thing out because I'm like walking around here and I've got phones and all kinds of crap going on. I pulled my headphone thing out, and I was like, oh, my God. But back in the day, you pick that thing up, and I think about school right now and what I was as a little kid. When I was in middle school, as a lot of us remember in middle school, right, we had band. We had music. It's and again, what I talked to you guys about, what is music? It's math turned into art. And that's what happened with the guitar with a guy like me. It's math and art twisted up to bring a young man like me at 13 years old into seeing something different than other people saw. We used to do it in school, guys. We used to do it in every single school, in every single classroom in America. We had music, we had pottery, we had artistic things to teach kids how to bring their mind over to the other side. What do we do now? I'm telling you, we're not doing it right now, guys. We're not doing it. This school system right now is not doing this. We are not teaching these young skulls full of oatmeal to see a different way out. We're basically telling every single kid in TUSD, you gotta go to school. You gotta go to college. I didn't go to college. How did I work out? I worked out pretty damn good. I know lots of people around me that worked out really, really, really good. Way back in the day, we actually taught kids in school. We taught them that thing called turning math into music. We don't do it anymore. I went down to an elementary school the other day and I asked them how many places they take kids to on field trips. And you know what they said? 0.0. They don't take kids on field trips anymore. They don't take them to factories and show them where work goes on. They don't take them to the newspaper plant and show them how newspapers get made, which I saw when I was a kid. They don't take them to places to actually see what it would be like to have a job. The school is basically a training camp for the university. And that's a troubling point for a guy like me, because that 1.077 trillion dollars in student debt is not going away. And the government, that's their biggest asset right now, is student debt. They're holding 1.07 trillion dollars in student debt. They're not teaching kids They're not doing what needs to be done in these little mind training camps. And the most important place you can actually start to teach kids is in the elementary school. From 1 to 6, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and I may have learned a lot in middle school and high school, but I'll tell you, from grade 1 to grade 6, I still think about this in Helen M. Knight Elementary School in Moab, Utah. I remember this like the day it was, like it was yesterday. Every single class I remember. I remember my math. I remember my science. I remember all these classes in this school. And that was the beginning of my education. Are we doing it right now? Are we doing it right now? Right down at the corner of Golub and Old Spanish Trail, where I was at the other day. When I talk to the principal, I'm like, do you do field trips? No, we don't do field trips. Okay, what do? You basically train these mind-washed little brats to go to middle school. Do they do at Sechrist? That's the middle school. Do they go on field trips? The answer is no. Do they go to factories and do they see things being built? And the answer is no. They're training them to go to college. The problem is, when they get out of high school, they can't go to college. Guys, they're not even that smart. They're not even getting them prepared to go to college. My mother, and Danny, strongest mother in my life, would be absolutely out of their friggin' mind, just like I am, about these schools right now. Because we are being sucked dry to pay for these things. We're not getting anything done. We're not moving forward, guys. We're not. I mean, let's make it real simple. Okay. It's a political problem with no solution. The guy that is a PhD, I don't even know the guy's name. I really don't care. There's somebody in charge of TUSD that you guys believe is worth $400,000 a year. 400 grand, guys? How many of your friends make 400 grand? None. You don't hang around with people to make $400,000 a year. This guy that runs TUSD makes $400,000 a year. Are there any solutions for that 400 grand? Those of you paying property tax, look at your property tax bill, and you look at it, and you look at it real carefully. I'm in a real simple position. I pay $4,800 a year in this town to have two properties. $4,800 a year to have two properties? And I see TUSD basically riding into a trash can of fire. I mean, you talk about on the crash plane, it's done. And yet, because of the political solution, this guy makes $400,000 a year. And because of the RD solution, some people go, oh, this is a great guy. $400,000 a year? The guy running the U of A, I think his name's Robbins, okay, I'll do the old, what's that guy's name? $1 million. Somebody makes $1 million a year to run a public education institution, guys? While friends of mine are paying $20,000 a semester to put their kids through this, and someone's making $1 million a year. I don't know. On a day like today, on Mother's Day, did we all lose our mind? I'll be right back with you, Paul. John? There they are. Who are these people? The killer dwarves? Love it. Get us out of here for a minute. That's right. This is from my mom. My mom told me this. You got to stand up and fight no matter what you believe. There's a chance you just might get it right. Oh, yeah. And hear yourself sweat. He walks in. This is one of my favorite. This is my mom's favorite, too. Black as coal, and when he gets his face, every near in the place is on him. One of my favorite karaoke songs. Like a small earthquake, and when he lets go, half the valley shakes. Travel in Salvation Show. Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies, and everyone knows, everyone goes that Brother Love Show. Everybody loves Neil Diamond, right? Especially my mom. Let's see. My mother would say two favorite artists, Neil Diamond and Kris Kristofferson. And I'll tell you, you guys, you know, tune that up right there. You'll be dancing around your garage just like I am. Paul, how are you today, young man? Happy Mother's Day. Although you're not a mother. I know that. How are you?
Well, I feel like one today. I've got three middle school grandchildren here that we just finished a big bucket of fried chicken.
Oh, really? I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul of the fried chicken contingent of Brush Fires of Freedom. Paul, welcome back. How have you been? I love that.
Well, it's great. I like having my little ones with here, some with me. But they've been listening to you and nodding their heads about the schools, all right. But it doesn't mean much to them until one of them just said, that sounds right, but why are these schools and teachers letting us down so badly? Why?
I've done it over and over, Paul. 1854, the guy's name was Karl Marx. And I'll tell you, I mean, Paul, you're a history guy, okay? Remember back in the day, this guy walks into the U.S. Senate. His name was Tell Gunner Joe. You remember Tell Gunner Joe? You remember the guy?
Oh, yeah.
His name was Joe McCarthy, ladies and gentlemen. And he walked into the U.S. Senate, and he actually told people that the U.S. State Department had been infected with communists. Now, today, they call it McCarthyism. They're like, no, we can't talk about that. Yeah, we don't want to talk about Joe McCarthy, because he was right. He was spot on. Joe McCarthy did his job. He was tail gunner in a B-25 or B-17, whatever he was in. He came in and got in the U.S. Senate, and he basically told people, the communists came and infected our country. He never backed down. He was basically damn near drugged behind a pickup truck as people go, oh, no, Joe's wrong. No, Joe was right, Paul. Joe was right. Joe McCarthy was spot on. I want to be Joe McCarthy. I want to be that guy. I respect that man. Tail Gunner Joe is my friggin' hero. And my grandfather, and again, hopefully you, would understand this guy got it. What's happening in our schools today is they don't want to tell people about capitalism. It's too friggin' dangerous. Capitalism is scary. Because if you don't do it right, you know what? You fail, Paul. You've already been there. You know what happens if you fail at capitalism. You don't get anything. No free stuff, right?
Well, you're preaching to the choir. I want you to tell my children why their teachers are not giving them a decent education, and I know plenty of my neighborhood kids that graduate high school here, and they can't read any better than we could in the third and fourth grade.
Paul, I'm with you. I talked about this way out on the wrong side of town. I'm sorry about this. At 22nd Pueblo High, I talked to a DPS guy that arrested a kid that had just graduated Pueblo High, 12 grades of education.
They arrest him for some nickel and dime crime. Whatever. It's not even a crime. Whatever. They arrest the guy. He comes. They put him in the car. They read him whatever this thing is called, Miranda, whatever. And this DPS guy is telling me this guy can't even write his own name, Paul. 12 and a half years of public education, and he can't write his own name. And basically what he does is he scratches an X on this form called the Miranda form. And this DPS guy is telling me this, and me and him are both damn near in tears. I mean, I've known this guy for like 13 years. When he told me the story, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Okay, so you're arresting this young man for some nickel and dime nothing, okay? Probably not wearing a seatbelt or something. And I asked this guy, I go, why didn't you go to the school? Why didn't you go down to Pueblo High and start arresting the people that are running this school, that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, getting pensions, and not teaching these kids at 22nd and La Trolla? Is that right? Am I right? 22nd La Trolla? That's pretty much where it's at. 22nd La Trolla. They're not teaching the kids. And they're graduating a kid after 12 and a half years of public education. He couldn't write his own name, Paul. How do we solve this problem?
It's not just them. We have you and many other good public speakers could go to these schools and insist that they be allowed to talk to these children, and no one's doing it. No TV personalities, no radio personalities that I've heard of, but I think you could do it if you tried. I mean, some of us can't speak like you radio folks can do it, but we have the people here that could tell these children what's going on.
Well, and Danny, I mean, my better half, Danny, wants me at the U of A, but I would much rather be at an elementary school. I want to talk to fourth and fifth grade kids. And I don't know that they're at the point that they can come with me. But I'll tell you, what my mom taught me when I was a kid, Paul, it's real simple. My mom had three simple rules. I'll never forget these three simple rules. Help the sick, feed the poor, and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. I didn't need to go to like college to learn these things, Paul. This is my mother talking to little kids. And she did a great job with it, and I've never forgot it. Help the sick, just like you do. Feed the poor, just like you do. And teach us to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, Paul. Now, if I walk into school and say that, do you think I'd get thrown out, sir?
No, you can't do it by yourself, but you could organize folks to assist you and other people, and we could have a grassroots organization to do it. But I don't think enough people in Tucson have the courage. I would have not gone up a mountain in, in Vietnam or Korea with them. Anyway, I got to get. Thank you for your show.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it, sir. I don't even know what to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you start talking like that to me, you know, climbing mountains and stuff like that, Hamburger Hill. Guys like Paul, I'm with you guys. I'm with you. I don't know where to go right here. I'm one single person. I'm one single man. Can I make a difference? I'm here every weekend. You guys know I pay to do this program. It's not free, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not an employee of KBY, The Voice. I'm called Broker Time. I pay a certain $100 an hour to come in here. I'm not employed by the station. I'm a regular dude. I'm just a regular guy. I'm a nobody. I care. Because of my mother, my father, my grandparents, I care so much I will do this forever. I will never back down, ladies and gentlemen. If it costs me It basically, okay, in the end of the game, it cost me about $110 a week to walk in here. With my sponsorship, my deal is I pay $110 a week to walk in here. Am I backing down? The answer is no. Will I ever back down from freedom and education, which is the most important thing about freedom? I've always said this, ladies and gentlemen. You must be educated to be free. There's no such thing as being stupid and free at the same time. It don't happen like that, guys. Your Ebonics ain't going to work on that. Yeah, yeah, we be screwed, ladies and gentlemen, .com. Not if we're educated. Not if we're informed. If we know what's going on, and we know when we get stolen friggin' blind, we need to bring it out in the public eye. And I will bring it out, ladies and gentlemen. Get us out 1 second, John. Oh, my God. This is for you, Danny. Happy Mother's Day, Danny. Happy Mother's Day to everybody in the audience. But this is for you, Danny. This is my song for you, honey. Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen. You talk about a mom that knows how to swing a guitar. Susan Tedeschi and Tedeschi Trucks, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be there with Blackberry Smoke at Tucson Music Hall Tuesday night. Me and Danny will be there. I hope you're all there. Susan Tedeschi, I'm telling you, you talk about knocking one out of the park. Ingrid, how are you today? Happy Mother's Day, Ingrid. How are you?
Very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, thank you for the good subjects you're bringing up. I got back in just as you were talking about the salaries of the University of Arizona's president. The salary. Oh, $1 million a year.
Do you think that's a little ridiculous, or is it just me, Ingrid?
Yeah. I think you're right, and I want to back you up with a few other things. You know, the National Institute of Civil Discourse, that's been quite a thing. And a few years ago, I did a bit of research on it. And there's a woman, a coordinator of public records at the University of Arizona named Terry Moore, T-E-R-I Moore.
Yep.
And I corresponded back and forth with her quite a bit. She gave me a lot of material. And there is a, let me see, this letter was in response to your request. What happens over there is that while this is not, the National Institute of Civil Discourse is part of the University of Arizona, but it doesn't receive, this is from H. Brinton Millward, Director, School of Government and Public Policy, College of Social and Behavior Sciences at the University of Arizona. He gave, he says, none of the employees are funded by the state of Arizona or paid out of student tuition dollars.
Oh, good
God. But the budget of NICD comes exclusively from donors, grants, and contracts. I wonder if these donors know exactly where their money is going. Now, here's Carolyn Lukensmeyer, the former executive director, is making $250,000 a year.
$250,000 a year. Ingrid, we're running right into the backside of the show. Thank you for your call. As I like to say, happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. We know that women are the strongest part of this society. Without you, girls, guys would just be out here beating each other with sticks, and we would not understand the concept of live the golden rule. Don't hit, don't steal. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Thank you in arrears of the show for your valuable time. We'll see you next week on Brush Fryers of Freedom. Stay tuned. Maurice is coming in, and stay tuned for Jeff also. Pray the point's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, at KVY, 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk.